visiting today with Ag Secretary Blaine Arthur. We just had the first meeting of the Drought Commission. Lots of stuff to cover.
Certainly, lots of need out there for farmers and ranchers. We had some great public comment today, and we're really appreciative of that. Heard from our ag groups who represent kind of all the folks impacted here in the state, as well as some legislators who joined us here today. I think water was at the top really of everyone's list, but also acknowledging the need that exists for livestock producers, short on hay, short on pasture, and also the point of there's $3 million, but that's not going to be enough. So how can we look at ways to stretch that money as far as possible?
You also mentioned that these funds are different from like funds that you would get from your FSA office.
They are, and that's why we're encouraging. We've gotten lots of calls here at the Department of Ag about these dollars, but we want to make sure that everyone's going to their county FSA office, getting signed up for all of those programs they're eligible for. The dollars we discussed today are state dollars that the legislature appropriated to the Emergency Drought Commission, and so the dollars that folks would get at their FSA office, those are federal dollars. So want to make certain farmers and ranchers know they're eligible for both of those, but if they haven't been into their county FSA office, they certainly need to take time to do that and get signed up for those programs.
Well, the Oklahoma Conservation Commission was here, and they had kind of just like a rough general plan talking about a couple of things. What were your thoughts on the plan?
You know, I certainly appreciate that Conservation Commission took some good time and had some good thoughts about what cost share looks like, covering so many different topics that they know exist out there, and they're in all areas of the state, and they work with producers a lot, and so I certainly think there's a lot of good things in that plan. I think there's ways that we can make it better, and I think you heard some comment about that today, and different priorities, of course, in different areas of the state that are impacted a little more than other areas, so I think that's a great starting point for us to work from, and then do some prioritization and some tweaking as we move forward.
Well, there was some comments about what areas need the most help. You know, some people, not many, have gotten too much rain, but there's also been some that haven't had any at all, and there's been talk about maybe just kind of a blanket type plan. What are your thoughts on that?
You know, I think we really need to prioritize for those folks who have been impacted the most this year because there's certainly, even within a county sometimes, somebody on the north side of the county caught some rain and somebody on the south side didn't. And that's a big difference as to whether you have pasture, whether your pond got some recharge or it didn't. My opinion is to prioritize the areas that have been impacted the most by the drought because they are suffering different challenges than some folks that have caught this moisture that we had over the summertime. It seems like a long time ago now, but certainly some areas of the state are greener than other areas, and those really dry spots I think need to be prioritized.
They also talked about, you know, the difference in different priorities, immediate priorities versus some long-term priorities. How do you guys as a board decide which benefits the most?
You know, I think that's really challenging and probably the toughest decision that we have because there are producers who are making, especially livestock producers, do I stay in the business or do I not? And I think really I never want to speak for the legislature, but I feel like their intent was for us to make certain producers, livestock producers, are able to maintain their business as much as can be done. And so looking at that immediate need, but also I think there are some great things that we can do that will address some immediate needs but also will help in the future. I really like those long-term ideas that, you know, if it's a solar pump for a well, you've got water right now, so you're not having to holler water anymore, but then when we're in another tough drought situation, now you have that resource on your place long-term that you wouldn't have had otherwise.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, what are kind of the next steps for this board?
So next steps are that everyone will take all this public comment that we have received and work through that, discuss internally with our staff at the different agencies. We're going to schedule our next meeting as soon as possible. We are thinking October 7th, but it sounds like there's a desire to push that even earlier. So we will find a time that works on everyone's calendar. And our goal as a drought commission will be to make some firm decisions at that next meeting. Of course, that is a public meeting, so anyone's welcome to attend. And be there if they would like to. And then once we decide on that, then actually get dollars moving out the door to producers.
And how will producers apply for the funds?
I anticipate, based off of just the mechanisms that we have as far as allocating state dollars, more than likely our local conservation districts will be the place, and lots of our producers already know those folks, but that then they can go into those local conservation district offices and find where they fit as far as those cost share programs and where we're prioritizing those. And so hopefully local folks that they're familiar with and that they know to make sure that we're doing our fiduciary responsibility with state dollars as we get them out to producers.
I know you as an Ag Secretary have to be pleased with the types of folks we had representing today. I mean, we had cattle producers, but we also had folks from the legislature. We just had, you know, farmers that were talking about what they needed, conservation folks.
You know, I think it was a great crowd and great perspective to hear from. We had different parts of the state represented, and I think that's an important function of state government is for us to listen to the people that we represent and work with. Farm groups, certainly, ag groups did a great job, but also to have individual producers. But then legislators, too, because they hear from their constituents and know how they're impacted. So we're very pleased. We know everybody's really busy. Certainly farmers and ranchers right now are doing everything that they can to keep the wheels turning in a really tough situation. So for them to take time out to join us today is very important and very appreciated.
Well, you have a tough job ahead.
Oh, there's no doubt, an incredibly tough job, and I think we all acknowledge that the money isn't going to stretch as far as we want, and I think what has been very tough for a lot of the calls that we receive here at the department is we understand how this truly impacts people as far as producers and the decisions they have to make, and you know, my family's in the cattle business, and when I talk to a producer and they say, you know, we're having to, you know, make a much bigger coal than we ever would, but that's a decision we're going to make. I personally know, you know, how that impacts people, and it is tough. So we're hopeful that moisture will come. The forecast at the moment don't look great, but as I think Mr. Kelsey said, we're one day closer to rain, and I'm going to keep with that theme as well.